my voting process went on smoothly, but however, the center that I've just voted, they didn't start earlier on time due to logistical constraints. But now I talked to the polling center staffs. They said that they're thinking about exhausting their list. But however, voting is going on smoothly now at that end. However, I've visited other centers. There are huge tensions where citizens are actually monitoring the voting process by themselves using their mobile phones. So they haven't.
What is causing the tension? What is causing the tension?
The tension is that the police officers that are deployed at these centers don't actually want citizens to use their mobile phones to video the centers, you know, or the election process. So they're asking those citizens, if they don't have media accreditation, they don't have no rights to actually switch on their phone cameras.
But has that been the usual practice? If they are not infringing on the privacy of those who are voting, why are the police restricting them?
Yeah, the interesting thing is that it's not only the police that are having concern also. Some people in the queue also have concern that they don't want to be videoed, you know, by others. And so that creates the tensions. And some are in favor of it and some are against it. And so for the police actually to calm down tensions, I think that is the reason why, you know, they're asking these people actually to stop doing the video recording via their mobile phones.
So has the situation calmed down so far?
Yes, it has calmed down and the tension is now down. And I'm currently at the west end of Freetown. That's the Godrich community at the Lady Patricia Kaba Memorial School, you know, center.